What's up, everybody? Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Power Play Podcast. Before we get into it, I would like to remind everyone to please like and subscribe this independent podcast wherever you're listening. Let us know what you think of the show. Review. Your feedback means the world to us.
As they say in hockey, let's do that hockey.
It can't be a one-man show out there. Gotta have all the boys involved. Gotta be willing to go to the dirty areas.
Hey, what's up, all you NHL and all you hockey fans? Kevin Weeks here. Just want to say welcome to the Power Play Podcast.
Welcome into another edition of the Power Play Podcast. I am your host today, Anthony Milani, joined by my brother, Vinny Power Play.
Why wouldn't you give me my nickname? I have a nickname for the show.
Vinny Power Play, right?
No, it's the one and only.
Oh,
I am the one and only Vinny Milani.
Oh, I don't like that nickname because I think it puts you on a pedestal that I don't hold you to.
I am on that pedestal. I have to give myself a persona, a character for people to latch onto.
A gimmick.
I was actually – so little in the wrestling world, Ricochet is the one and only. But I was the one and only before him, by the way. Just want to let everyone know this.
That you were there first.
I was there first. I was the one and only before the one and only became a thing.
So we need to write a cease and desist to WWE.
Oh, that'd be
saying.
So fantastic. That'd be amazing.
Let's see how that works out for us.
Welcome to another episode of the Power Play Podcast, though. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We've got a great show ahead of us. We've got a main event of two truths and a lie. We've got start, sits, call-ups. We've got a setup of the week. We've got a – this is a dramatic episode with all the things going on right now in the league. It's a tough time.
Yeah, let's just get that out of the way here. We are recording today on Saturday, March 14th, 2020, amidst the coronavirus – hysteria going on in our country and all over the world. The NHL has shut down. The AHL and ECHL have followed suits. Most of the foreign leagues have shut down right before playoffs. There's literally no hockey happening across the world, but we are staying on air to discuss what's been happening in the in recent weeks and where we're headed.
Yeah, we're going to be here. We're going to still be here every week, giving you episodes, giving you great content. You're going to see a lot more original segments instead of like a main event talking about what's going on in the league. You're going to be seeing some drafts like we have on today's show. We have two truths and a lie. You'll be getting all of that and more, so you don't want to miss any episodes with us. We're going to be your hockey fix while the season is on hold. That's basically what it is. So without further ado, let's pay the bills here. I don't have the money drop. I don't have the money drop on this phone. I have
what?
It on the
I mean,
iPad.
Why would you have the money drop? I only gave you 2 hours before I came over to prepare for the show. Why would you have it ready?
Well, you know, behind the curtain, the iPad didn't. It's a long story.
There's no behind the curtain. It's you're just unprepared as usual.
Let's pay the bills, though. Don't forget to follow us on all social media at the Power Play Pod. That's Facebook, that's Instagram, and that's Twitter. Make sure you follow us. That's it. That's plain and simple. Just follow the boys. So without further ado, Anthony, let's get into it. Let's get into starts, sits, call-ups. Anthony, where are you going first?
Wild card.
I am going to start with my start today.
So this is 2 weeks in a row.
Really?
That's 2 weeks in a row where you actually start with your start.
Oh, man. I gotta figure something out so that doesn't happen next
figure
week.
Figure it out, bud.
So I can maintain my wild card status.
But wild card.
Either way, this
I think
week,
that just furthers the wild card status, though, because like you've
you
now
really
hit it
didn't
twice.
Expect it to you happen really, twice,
yeah,
right?
Exactly, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Okay. Let's go with that narrative.
Where are you going here, buddy?
John Tortorella refusing a selfie mid-game against Calgary. Some crazed lady went up to him in the middle of a game in Calgary and wanted a selfie, and he goes, no, he just waves her off like, no, like not, like, do you not see we're trying to win a hockey game here? So hats off to Torts for maintaining his professionalism. He wasn't rude about it. He was just like, no, like, I'm trying to coach a hockey game. I'm starting him. I don't know if we have Pims lined up, but she should be on there if we don't, if we do or don't.
It's a little different, though. Like, you can try and get a selfie with a player, maybe not mid-game.
Not
but like,
mid-game, dude.
Well, I've seen it.
I've seen some players in the box do it or on the end of the bench. I get it.
Yeah, I've seen it happen with a player in the box, and I've also seen it happen with a backup goalie on the bench. Yeah. But I've never seen it with like a player like that's actively like that's on the bench just got from a shift
or a head coach.
Yeah, or a head coach. So
yeah, hats off to Torts for drawing the line.
Did you see the picture afterward? Like during later on in the game, someone brought up Torts' mugshot and like.
Yeah, I saw that. He's got to deal with a lot of crap.
He does. Yeah. He does. So that's a good start, buddy.
Old Torts.
Where you head next?
I'm calling up our boy. Call me a homer all you
Wild
want.
Card.
Mika Zibanejad, five goals in one game. man, he's before the season got suspended, he was on an absolute tear, making a run for that scoring title, honestly.
Oh, yeah. He averages in the league, he averages the most points per game.
Because he missed like the first 20 games.
Yeah, he's missed a few games, and he has, I believe.
He's led the league in scoring since he came back.
Yeah, he's got like 23 goals in 22 games before the season stopped. I mean, he is absolutely on fire.
Absolutely. It's fun to watch, and it makes me want to cry now that things have been suspended and we don't know when or if we'll be able to see hockey or our beloved New York Rangers again this year.
Honorary sit, though, for David Quinn for not putting the C on Mika Zibanejad at the start of the season.
Honorary sit for David Quinn being a POS.
Yeah.
We can have another podcast just sitting. It's called Sitting David Quinn.
Oh, that's what I did. It's not my sit for this episode, but it really should be because I've been hot on Twitter. Wait. Let's
sidebar.
I've been so hot on Twitter with the people, Ranger fans and people around the league saying that David Quinn should be up for the Jack Adams Award, the Head Coach of the Year Award. It blows my mind. Everyone thinks that this Rangers team was destined for failure this season. And if it wasn't for Coach Quinn, they would be at the bottom of the league. And David Quinn is the savior for this team.
No.
And they're winning in spite of him. I know it might sound crazy, but they're winning in spite of him. So let's table the whole David Quinn for Jack Adams thing, and please, just stop it.
Yeah, if you want to hear more about that, you can hit us up on Twitter about it.
Yeah, at the Power Play Pod, at Vinny Power Play,
Rangers fans, let us know your thoughts. But before I was rudely sidebarred.
Rudely interrupted.
I was in the middle of announcing my sit for the week.
Wild card.
Indeed. So my sit for this week, we're going back to Columbus. It's the Jackets as a whole. They are leading the league with overtime losses. 15 losses in overtime. They continue to fail to get that extra point. And it's been huge for them because now they're in a very tight wild card race. They got the Rangers right behind them, the Panthers right behind them, Carolina right there. A lot of teams really close, and they could have really made some good – if they would have just won half of those games, they could have created some good separation between themselves and those teams and maybe even put themselves into a position in the top three in the Metro. That being said, teams like the Rangers and Carolina, they all have more wins than Columbus. So just judging by wins, they're actually behind a lot of teams that aren't even in the playoffs.
What are your thoughts? I mean, how much do you think of that is on the injury side? I mean, you're lacking Seth Jones. You've lost Elvis for a little bit.
I'm not going to blame too much because a lot of those losses were when Elvis was.
Yeah, there was a lot of bad games. There was a lot of rough games from him.
Yeah, because those are two guys who are big for their defense.
Yeah.
So they were still only letting up a couple goals a game. They were losing like 3-2, 2-1. So those tight overtime losses really weren't because of goaltending and they weren't because of defense. It's you know what it is? It's because they're a hard-working 5-on-5 team. When you give another team that much space with the guys that Columbus has, they simply cannot keep up with the top three on other teams.
Yeah, I mean, I talked to you about it last week or earlier this week on Chicklets. They were talking about playing that style of hockey. Torts has the same style of hockey as Barry Trotz, kind of a hard nose.
Similar. I feel like Trotz is more X's and O's.
Yeah, that's fair. But both play a very hard nose style of hockey, and eventually that catches up to you. So, I mean, this is... That could be a big factor in why you're seeing CBJ start to slowly kind of fall off. Not necessarily fall off, but they, like you said, they didn't gain any separation.
They can't close the deal.
Yeah, that's fair.
They're getting into overtime, but not winning games. And I do think it's because they 3-on-3, they don't match up well against most NHL teams.
Yeah, I 100% agree with that. I mean, is this the Columbus team that we thought we were going to see? Remember at the beginning of the season, a lot of people thought that Columbus would be not like the bottom team.
I don't think so because they still look good on 5-on-5 in the first three periods. It's really just that overtime period that they can't overcome. There's been a few occasions where they've lost in a shootout, and that's just more of luck of the draw. But when it comes to 3-on-3 hockey, they can't cut it with other teams because if you watch the first three periods, 5-on-5, even their special teams are pretty good.
Yeah,
pretty good. Torts has them running a good system. I don't think. The thing about Torts is he doesn't like the 3-on-3. He's come out and said that many times. He doesn't like the 3-on-3. He doesn't like the shootouts. He doesn't like when games are decided not in the game. So I don't think he prepares the boys as well as he does for 5-on-5. So when they get in those situations, which has been at least 15 times this year for an L.
A lot.
They don't come out on top. And I think that does have to do with a little bit of coaching. Don't hear what I'm not saying. Torts should be up for the Jack Adams.
Yes. Oh, yeah, 100%. That's someone who should be up for Jack Adams.
He's been absolutely great. 5-on-5, first three periods. I think the one spot that he's lacking in is helping his boys out when it matters in overtime. And they should have, I'm not sure who the assistant coaches are there, but they should have assistant coaches who should be able to cover that. I'm surprised that that's been such an ongoing issue for them all season. I mean, you rack up 15 overtime losses. You have to take a look at that stat and be like, wow, like, what can we do to improve that one particular area, you know?
Got to be able to finish games for sure.
Yeah, you're literally losing points.
Yeah, and especially in this tight race that we have. I mean, I was about to say, it's so much fun to watch this tight race, but we're not watching the tight race anymore. It sucks. So that was a good start-sit call-ups from you, buddy. Now it's time for my start-sit call-ups, and I am starting with the players and the NHL paying for employees during this hard time. The teams, I believe some of the teams that were mentioned, Pittsburgh, Washington, got teams like that, they're paying.
Sergei Bobrovsky himself donated $100,000 to the Panthers part-time workers to keep them paid, and a lot of other players are following suit. It's amazing, and it's another reason why the sport of hockey, bar none, is the greatest.
Well, I will say there are players in other leagues that have been,
the NBA has been doing a great job of doing it as well, taking nothing away from them.
Yeah,
but this is just on top of how great the NHL is.
Yeah,
of course they're doing this.
Yeah, this
of
is
course
like reason,
they are.
Reason number like 700 as opposed
exactly.
to reason number two why NBA. Yeah,
exactly.
But either way, I'm starting that because it is truly great to see. This is a tough time for not only the players involved. These guys make millions of dollars, though, but there are so many people behind the scenes, staff workers,
arena workers, part-time employees,
trainers, things like that. All this that these guys don't make as much as the players, and they are going to be affected by this, the events. And it's great to see the players giving back to the people behind the scenes. So I'm starting that. I'm sitting the NHL, though, as a whole. Because it was reported this week during this whole coronavirus thing and whether or not the play was going to be suspended. The NHL was reported to not have business interruption insurance. This was reported on Twitter saying that the league was not insured for an interruption like this.
Other leagues are.
They're one
of the few leagues that aren't.
And what this means is they don't have any coverage for having to like pay and the losses for paying like TV deals, sponsorships, and all those things that are behind in the business side. They don't have coverage for that. And that's a sit because you are one of the top sports leagues in the world and you don't have business interruption insurance and what everyone else does. Like, you're supposed to cover your ass for everything when you're like a league like that. It's not like you don't have the money for this.
It's just a bit of an oversight.
It's like, how do you do this? Get it together, Gary Bettman. Maybe you'll learn your lesson, and you probably did learn your lesson.
Probably not, though.
Probably not. But I'm sitting the NHL for not having business interruption insurance. And my call-up here is a quick little call-up. So my fiance and I were in Orlando the last weekend, and I saw a nice gentleman at a Wawa. And he notices my Power Play shirt, and he says, "Hey, is that your podcast?" He's like, and I'm like, "Yeah." And he said he's going to check the show out. So I want to call him up, Eddie from Wawa. I'm calling up Eddie from Wawa.
Eddie, if you're listening, thanks, buddy.
Thanks for tuning in.
Appreciate the support. Tell your friends.
Leave us a review.
Yep.
On that note, though, that starts its call-ups. And speaking of reviews, I want to remind everyone, wherever you're listening to the show, drop us a review. Let us know what you think of the show, whether you like it, whether you hate it. Leave us a review. Let us know.
You could be featured on the show under our – what's it called?
Upon further review.
Upon further reviews section with our awesome Wes McCauley drop.
Yeah, featuring Wes McCauley.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, as many times as we can play that awesome drop as we can, let's do it. So please bring on the reviews, even if it's a review just telling you how much you hate us.
Yeah, I mean, we will say
I honestly would, like, that'd be hilarious to read on the air. So
100%.
Bring it on.
So definitely drop us a review.
I'm a huge heel guy. I just want people to, I want, like.
You want the hate?
I almost want the hate.
You want to feed off of the hate?
I almost want the hate.
That's fair. So without further ado, Anthony, let's move on here to news and notes from around the league. As you pull it up on your phone, what have we got?
All right, let's go here. The Montreal Canadiens GM, Marc Bergevin, have confirmed.
What? Why'd you laugh at that?
Chicklets. It's a chicklets thing. We'll get into it later.
Okay.
So Canadiens GM, Marc Bergevin, has confirmed that head coach Claude Julien will be back next season. He obviously believes in him and his system, even though things have not gone his way. So far, I have some news and notes here about all the shutdowns, but we're not really going to get into all that right now just because, okay, this is the news and note for the shutdowns around the world for hockey. everything is shut down.
Yeah,
end of story, end of news for
you
that.
You know, it's funny. I don't have a breaking news drop, but I literally just got a notification saying that one of the teams in the KHL, that the Jokerit team.
Yeah, they're not going to forfeit.
They just said they weren't, but now they are. It says
they are.
due to Finnish government instructions, they have withdrawn from the KHL playoffs.
Yeah, because that sucks. That's really sad because guys work. I mean, even especially in the KHL, guys are working super hard to get to the playoffs, to get to the finals. And
yeah.
When something like that is ripped from you and it's really nothing you can do about it, that's got to hurt.
Yeah, definitely. 100%.
Absolutely. Moving on, though, the San Antonio Rampage will be relocated to Henderson, Nevada, and will be the AHL affiliate of the Vegas Golden Knights.
You suck for that. You know that, right?
That was just approved by the board, Vinny. Did you know that?
You are the worst. You are the worst.
Moving on Wednesday night, or this past Wednesday in Colorado, the Ducks netminder Ryan Miller, veteran USA guy, he earned his 386th win, ranking 15th all-time, and also played in his 777th NHL game, tying him for second place among USA-born goaltenders with Tom Barrasso.
Look at you with the hard
stats. A little bit of sad news here. Henry Richard, the brother of Maurice Rocket, the younger brother of Maurice the Rocket Richard, nicknamed the Pocket Rocket, passed away at 84. He had Alzheimer's for a while, but, you know, 84 is a good run. So I didn't know this about this guy. He played in 20 NHL seasons. He won 11 Stanley Cups. And that's a record, 11 Stanley Cups. And he was only 5'7", hence his nickname,
tied
the Pocket Rocket.
Tied for the record, by the way.
Who else has?
Someone in basketball. I can't remember.
I'm just talking NHL.
Oh, I'm just saying it's.
Yeah,
it's,
we're not. This is not an all sport. This is a hockey podcast.
That's a major thing, though. That the fact that he has tied for the most championships.
No, Stanley Cups. I'm talking about.
I know this, but what I'm saying is he's tied for the most championships in history, in all of sports.
You are ruining the news and notes.
I'm just saying.
Absolutely ruining the news and notes.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Anyways, moving on. some even more recent news here regarding the shutdowns. The Flames and the Jets announced that they're not paying arena workers during this time. They're not getting a lot of positive feedback on social media for this. I will say both teams are smaller market teams. They may not have the funds available. And I do fully expect guys on those teams who are making a little extra money to chip in and help out. So we'll keep following that to see if that happens. I'm sure it will. Some good news here. Jim Montgomery has reached his 90 days sober and has been released from rehab. He's back home in Texas now. So that's good. Hope to see him back behind a bench one day. We'll keep you updated on that as well. Rangers forward Brendan Lemieux is going to get a sussy for his high hit on Jonas Donskoy. I have mixed feelings about it. I feel like, yeah, it was high, but also, why isn't Jonas Donskoy, like, okay, they're both going to the net. Why is he just not prepared for anything?
Brace yourself for something, man.
It was a high hit, not excusing that. But Jonas Donskoy was completely helpless. Like, you should never be that helpless when no one else is around you.
He's focused on the play. Brendan Lemieux.
Everyone's focused on the play.
But Brendan Lemieux wasn't focused on the play. He was focused on hitting.
It was
Donskoy
a little
high.
Shoulder shrug. It was high. He deserves suspension. It was high. I'm not saying that. I'm saying also
don't
protect yourself. Also protect yourself. Moving on, Anaheim Ducks forward Nick Deslauriers sets a franchise record for fastest hat trick to start a game. He scored 3 goals just 11:49 into the first period. The former record holder was, any guesses for the Anaheim Ducks?
Timu Solani.
It was like just a minute. It was like 12 and change. Yeah, last bit of the news and notes here, something a little less important, but I thought it should be noted for all the Habs fans out there. Jesper Kotkaniemi will be out indefinitely. Well, everyone is now, but especially Kotkaniemi is out indefinitely with a spleen injury, so hope he recovers quickly. Those can be scary. You never know what's going on with that because it's not like a hockey-related injury where you have like a timetable for return. That's a really scary one where it really depends on the severity and the...
It's an internal issue.
Yeah, and the person there. So hopefully he has a speedy recovery. Maybe this pause will allow him to get healthy in time for play to resume so he doesn't miss any time. That would be... One very small silver lining of the what I consider tragic event that the NHL season has been suspended.
So that was news and notes from around the league. Anthony, we were going to go into the setup of the week, but I really want to talk about how poor of a take that was for the Donskoy thing.
Let's sidebar. Go ahead.
Yeah, we can do this. We can sidebar once I pull the sidebar drop here. Once it, yep.
Well, I'm professional.
Sidebar.
There it is.
So that was a poor take, Anthony. I really hate that. I don't like to I don't like to call out the bias a biased take right there, but there was no reason to bring up the Donskoy not paying attention thing on that one, buddy. I don't like
I would
it.
Say that if Lemieux played for the Penguins, if Lemieux played for the Lightning, I am not and you weren't listening, obviously, because I'm not defending.
No, I'm not.
The hit was high. The hit was high, and he deserves suspension. I also think that Donskoy and any other player in the NHL should always be ready for things like that. It's not like he was in a vulnerable position against the boards. It was like it's a general problem that we see, and I've said this before on here. It's a general problem we see these days where players are just expecting not to get hit. In the NHL hockey, it's a violent game. You need to keep your head on a swivel. And I don't think Donskoy was ready for anything.
So to be fair,
so no matter where he got hit, Lemieux was going to knock him down. Lemieux just was stupid about it and went high.
He didn't need to hit. No, the puck wasn't even near him.
The play was about over.
It was over. There was no need. He wasn't expecting the hit, though. There was no need for the hit.
They're both.
How do you expect it? How are you supposed
to? Because they're both going to the net. Donskoy was going to the net, and you know Donskoy was going to stop in front of the goalie, and Lemieux was like, "No, you're not stopping in front of my goalie." He got him.
They were around the hash marks, in between the hash marks.
I know where they were,
around
buddy.
That area.
I know where they were, buddy.
I just don't understand that. I get it. I get what you're saying. That
you're not changing my mind on this because this isn't an isolated incident for me. You're getting caught up on the fact that this is a biased take. This is not a biased take. This is not a new thing for me. This is because I really believe that players today don't take enough accountability when they're the ones getting hit.
You need
to be able to protect yourself.
I'm okay
straight
with
up.
That. I'm okay with that take, but I don't think that take needs to be brought up in this situation because I think this case, this play where Donskoy is right in front of the net and the play is going is happening right there. There's no need for Brendan Lemieux to make that hit. There is no need for it because it's not Donskoy is not in a spot on the ice where he's going to make a difference.
Players like Lemieux,
that's
Gallagher, Marchand, they play on the edge.
I get that.
He crossed the line because he plays on the edge. I don't have a problem with him doing it. To this moment, I don't have a problem with him doing it. Even
I have a problem. That's where I'd have to disagree.
Because what it does, it tells guys, hey, like you're not coming to the net.
But you're not. You don't have to. There's no reason to get your shoulder that high on a play that he has no. There is no reason. Donskoy has nothing to do with that play. Nothing. So and Brendan Lemieux, as crazy as this may sound, plays a lot of big minutes under David Quinn's system. He's on the power play for the Rangers.
Second power play.
So you are now taking yourself out of the game and out of everything because of a play like this. You have to pick and choose your spots properly. A player like Brad Marchand picks his spots properly. He does it where no one really sees it. He slew foots people.
Yeah, when he licked Ryan Callahan in the face, that was a really great job picking.
Did he get suspended for
there.
It?
Well, no, because
no,
they didn't know to think about it.
He didn't get suspended for it. But what I'm saying though is. When do you Brad Marchand is not a play, I don't ever see Brad Marchand do any high hits. A because he's too short.
He goes
can't reach.
He goes low.
He goes low.
Which is also dangerous.
It is, but it's under the radar. It's the perfect rat move. It's low. No one really recognizes it. Head
First
contact
of all,
is
if
such
he
a,
blows his nose too hard, people recognize it.
But what I'm saying though is in terms of injury and
so
things like that.
So you can't say that.
I'm saying he does it all under the radar. He doesn't.
No,
get
he doesn't do anything
it.
Under the radar.
How many times? I bet you $20 that Brendan Lemieux has been suspended more times in the NHL than Brad Marchand.
I'll beat ups bet that.
We're shaking on that one. But I just don't. I don't think that Brendan Lemieux needs to make this play. And this is what we'll wrap it up on. I don't think it needs to be make the. I don't think the play needs to be made. And I agree that your take of how players need to be more aware of their surroundings in certain situations, like a puck battle in the corner. Puck battle in front of the net, yes, be aware of your surroundings. You know something's going to happen. But Donskoy is nowhere near, and I don't think that hit needs to be made. Anthony, I know you're looking up the Suzzy count for Brad Marchand, but it's now time for Setup of the Week. And just to remind everyone, coming up right after Setup of the Week, we have our Two Truths and a Lie segment. It's been one of our most requested segments since we debuted it a couple episodes ago. We're coming at you with a brand new one, Two Truths and a Lie, in a little bit. Without further ado, Anthony, what is your Setup of the Week, or who is your Setup of the Week this week?
My Setup of the Week comes from the AHL. Scott Wedgwood, former New Jersey Devils goaltender, now in the AHL with the Syracuse Crunch, farm team for the Tampa Bay Lightning. This is the first ever Setup of the Week featuring the Lefebvre line. Used to be partnered with CCM, they split ways, had a bit of a legal issue, but now we're seeing more and more goalies use Lefebvre, or Corey Crawford, for example, in Chicago, in the NHL. And these pads, they're beautifully made pads, they're well constructed, obviously similar to the CCM eFlex line, because I'm pretty sure they're using like the same exact like plans to make the pads. But it's just a really cool design. Got some triangles up front. It reminds me of the eFlex 3 design a bit, but they're really cool pads. More of a white base. And also, not to mention, he has an all-blue true goalie stick, which is another unique element to his setup. You don't see those a lot, especially in the solid colors for true. So hats off to Scott Wedgwood for an awesome and unique setup in the Always Hungry League.
The Always Hungry. What are your thoughts on the actual design, though, of those new pads? I mean, you're starting to see more. Crawford has it.
I like them a lot, especially Crawford's setup. I love the... First of all, I love color-based pads, all black with the red trim. They're a cool design. They look a lot like the CCM pads. I'm thinking that this would have been a CCM. Obviously, this would have been the CCM probably premier line, their next graphic, but they ended up not being able to agree on money, and there was, you know, legal action taken against CCM from Lefebvre for using their plans and their product ideas. But it's cool to see a new company emerge, or really an old company, because Lefebvre is really old. If you go back to Patrick Waugh's rookie season in like whatever 80, whatever he was, whatever, whenever he was a rookie, he had Lefebvre leg pads.
Yeah.
So it's Lefebvre is an older company that is rebranding itself, not rebranding itself because they're still Lefebvre, but they've really been able to, they've been able to continue to modernize through Reebok and CCM. And now with their own name again. And I'm thinking by 2021, 2022, we're gonna see an overwhelming amount of CCM goalies switching to Lefebvre.
It is gonna be great to see a new set. We don't see, you know, like Warrior doesn't have their pads in the league. It's gonna be nice to see a new style, a new graphic, a new company.
I wish Warrior would pay to get their pads in the game.
Yeah,
I really wish they would.
They've got some good style as well. That was a good setup of the week, Anthony. But it is now time for the main event of the show. I'm feeling pretty confident this week about two truths and a lie. I know you actually you had a clean sweep.
Clean sweep last week.
You had a clean,
or a couple weeks
a
ago,
clean
whenever
sweep
we did
on me a couple weeks ago when we debuted the two truths and a lie. I'm coming for you this time around, though. To let everyone know what this segment is about, I'm going to present Anthony with three different stats, and Anthony is going to have to choose which one of those stats is a lie. There's going to be two truths, one lie, name of the game. Anthony, are you ready?
Let's go.
All right, let's get into it. So, first truth or lie. Patrick Waugh is the only player in NHL history to hold the wins record for multiple clubs with at least 100 victories for each team. Three players this year have had 3 months of 10-plus goals. Mika Zibanejad, Sebastian Aho, and David Pastrnak. Last one. Carter Hart has the best record at home this year at 22-2.
I think
you have them in the notes, by the way, if you do need to look back at them.
No, I think the second one you said, I don't think Sebastian Aho has a month. Has what you said, 3 months.
Yeah, three players this year have had 3 months of 10-plus goals.
Is that 10 in each month, or 3 months where they scored 10 goals within 3 months?
No, 10. That's 3 months with 10 goals.
I think that's the lie.
Incorrect.
Yes. Ooh, what was the lie?
Patrick Waugh is the only player in NHL history to hold the wins record for multiple clubs.
I thought he had.
Nope.
What's the truth there?
The truth there is Roberto Luongo is the only player in NHL history to hold the wins record for multiple clubs.
Panthers and Vancouver.
Okay. Yep. All right. I'm already doing better than last week.
I'm 0-for-1 here.
Let's go. I'm excited for this.
All right. Moving on.
So, 1-0 me.
Okay.
I'm excited to win one. All right, next one. Let's see here. This season is the third time in NHL history to feature multiple rookie defensemen with 50 or more points.
You said the first time?
The third time. The St. Louis Blues have held on to first place in the Western Conference this season for a total of 122 days, with the next closest club being Edmonton with 20. Last one here. Brad Marchand has the longest active point streak with 13 games this season. Which one is it, buddy?
Ooh.
I've gone so deep in this one. Last week
you went pretty deep.
Because last week you were like talking that ish. Because I was like, okay, I didn't want to go too crazy with them. But this week I've gone crazy.
You pulled it out of the socks.
These are
really good questions because they're all really relevant to the game right now.
Yes.
I like them a lot. The second question in particular, I really like it. I'm thinking here. I think that the one about Marchand is the lie.
Yes! No. 2-2.
What was the lie?
This is the second time in NHL history to feature multiple rookie defensemen with 50 or more points.
0-2 here. All right,
so
I got it.
0-2.
All right, I got to at least get one here. What's the last one? I got at least get one here.
Let's go. All right. So CBJ has won 20 games by one goal this season, which leads the NHL. We talked about CBJ earlier. And blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I'm going to say I'm going to go ahead and say that one is true.
Okay.
Give me the other one.
Filip Hedl of the New York Rangers is third amongst NHLers 20 years or younger in goals this season. So out of the players in the NHL 20 years or younger,
that's believable.
Filip Hedl is third.
That's believable.
Cale Makar is the second fastest defenseman to 50 points in NHL history, behind Brian Leetch with 50 games.
Yeah. These are good questions.
Yes.
I'm trying to think.
Let's go.
I'm thinking, okay, what was the Columbus stat again?
Columbus has won 20 games this season by one goal, which leads the NHL.
I'm going to say that's the lie.
Oh, my God. You are. Incorrect. 3-3.
No.
Let's go.
No.
3-3. Let's go.
What was the lie?
The lie was Cale Makar is not the second fastest defenseman to 50 points in NHL history.
Who is it?
Cale Makar is the third fastest defenseman in NHL history.
So there's Leetch?
Nope, Leetch is second.
Okay, who is first?
First is, drum roll here, Larry Murphy with 50 games.
Larry Murphy, Brian Leetch, Cale Makar.
Yep.
Yeah, he's going to win Rookie of the Year.
Yep, it is.
By a lot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%. But I've done it.
Wow, I am ice cold right now.
Ice cold, buddy. Is this coffee cold?
The coffee is actually pretty cold.
Is it from Wawa or Daly's?
It's from Chick-fil-A.
Oh, okay.
Chicken filet at the mall? Chicken filet at the mall.
It wasn't at the mall, was it?
Dude, you don't remember those videos?
I do. I remember the Unforgivable.
Yeah. That's what he said. He's like, chicken filet at the mall.
Yeah. Either way, do not change the subject here, buddy. I went 3-3 on you. You said it could not be done. I did it.
I'm embarrassed.
Winner, chicken dinner.
I'm embarrassed right now.
You should be.
I let my teammates down.
You did.
I let my family down.
You let the fans down.
I let myself down.
You let the million and the dozens and dozens of fans down.
And dozens down.
Oh, my God. I'm hyped on this. This is like when I was right about the Logan Couture being the captain of the Sharks.
I quit the podcast.
Anthony has now searching for a new podcast host. Anthony Milani has left the building. I have defeated Anthony Milani. 3-3. That's it. Game over. Do I get a handshake for stumping you here?
No, you definitely
should have beat Ubs bet. I was feeling confident too. I was like, I should have beat Ubs.
Did you look up the Marchand thing?
I didn't. I think you actually may be right about this.
Yeah, because Marchand's been suspended 9 times.
I read six times
for a total of. Really?
6 times.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
because there's advertisements in that.
And then
one of them is fine.
Yeah. Well,
so
they don't even
count.
List. I wish they would just list it.
Yeah. I wish it would too. We're gonna get on that. So check it out on Twitter at the Power Play Pod. At the Power Play Pod.
The Power Play Plod.
The Power Play Plod on Twitter and see who won that B-dubs bet. But Anthony, it has been a great show. We had start, sits, call-ups. We had our two truths and a lie where I came out victorious. That does it for another great episode of the Power Play Podcast. Don't forget to follow the boys on social media at the Power Play Pod. That's Facebook, that's Instagram, and that's Twitter. And please be sure to subscribe, like the show wherever you may be listening. We are pretty much everywhere now in the podcast world. Find us, subscribe, leave us a review, let us know what you think of the show. You may be featured on next week's show. Anthony, do you have any final words here, buddy?
I do not have any final words. I want to get this done before we go off the air, though.
I mean, let's leave the fans wanting. Let's leave the fans wanting more. Maybe we'll post it on Twitter, and they actually have to go to our Twitter to find this answer. Are you that dead set on finding this? Because I feel like...
I'm pretty set. I think he's only been suspended twice.
Brendan Lemieux?
Yeah. I think he was suspended against the Avalanche and then suspended...
Against the Avalanche.
Against... I don't know.
Yeah. Either way, we'll find out this information. It's going to be harder to find Brendan Lemieux's suspension history because it hasn't been as prolific as Brad Marchand's.
That's what I was trying to tell you before, dummy.
That's fair. So now we're pretty much...
He was suspended twice.
Brendan Lemieux?
Yeah.
Twice. Okay, cool. So, perfect.
That's a B-dubs bet for me.
That is. But I'm still... It will not take away the fact that I was 3-3 in in two truths.
We're gonna see in August when they finally have the Stanley Cup Finals, when the Flyers and the Stars meet up.
Oh my god, that'd be unreal. So, Anthony, do you have any final words other than the fact that you lost in two truths and a lie?
I just want to say I'm embarrassed. I'm sorry I let everyone down.
Good. On that note, folks, thank you guys so much for tuning in to another episode of the Power Play Podcast. For Anthony the Backup, I am the one and only Vinny Milani. Thank you, and have a good night or day whenever you're listening.
See ya.
That was a fast see ya. Last week we had a moment of a pause.
I like to keep guessing.
Wild card.
You know it. Woo. You know it.